Heritage Rough Rider. Oh my gosh! This is a cheap gun, but look at that sucker, it's huge! I can see Lisa Concealed carrying something like that. Looks like the thing out of Big Trouble Little China, man. He pulled it out and said, yeah, that'll make you feel good.
Make you feel like Dirty Harry.
But that's really good. Well, at least that was the first thing that guy said.
I wonder if it's legal to own a gun.
What do you mean?
It's a pistol that shoots shotgun. Well,
almost every firearm's legal. As long as it's not automatic. Shotguns aren't either. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Of course, if you don't, if it's a pistol with shotgun shell, the scatter's going to be terrible. It's going to have to be really close range to do anything at all. Oh, it'll probably pepper the snot out of you. You wish you'd died for all the buckshot they're going to have to dig out of you.
There are some guns that have bullets like this big.
Yeah.
That's like
howitzers, man.
Some guys behind.
A couple of buildings too.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You say ten guys behind you. Like I kind of just your neighbors.
Oh. When you really don't care about the sprint anymore. You alright, LT? Justin?
Sorry.
It's alright. Justin, so yeah, we're not trying to drive.
You say, yes, sir. Check is in the mail.
Yeah, I seem to recall Jack only got one shot off, and it was in the air, and it knocked out something in the ceiling, and it fell on his head and knocked it out.
And then it got
good reflexes.
Solid reflexes.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack! What's better than this? Seven Demon Bad. What's it?
16. Seven? Okay. Only got one more than you bargained for, huh?
Apparently. Like, what's it? Seven Demon.
Terrific. Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, I'm recording. We're talking about firearms because we're looking at getting Lisa a weapon. Actually, I'd probably share it with her. But I'm feeling this need that Lisa needs to have the ability to protect herself against thing. Whether it's one of those wily little coyotes coming after you, nipping at you, man, you put a couple of things in him, he ain't gonna feel like, oh, there's easier picking someplace else than get shot at. You know? A lot of people use 22 strictly for animal control. Not a bad thing either. So I probably wanted something that was kind of easy so you wouldn't have to get weird about, no, I've only shot it 10 times because I really hate paying for the ammunition. And you go, well, then you're not going to ever get really good at aiming and putting it where you want it to go. Ka-ping! course, I don't know. It's a funny thing that happens to girls when you put a gun in their hand. They just, if you see these guys talk about how much they love guns, no. Guys don't love guns. Girls love guns. I have no idea. I bet you if I put female things on there, we'd see something. You know, I say a social justice warrior feminist is if she's not toting a gun, she isn't serious about what she's trying to do. And you go, anyone that does, yeah, do you screw with her? No, you don't screw with her.
Feel the power.
Does she get to do whatever she wants? Yeah, she gets to do whatever she wants. Nobody's going to stop her.
Falcon.
It's like, what's her name? You know, that lady from Blindside, you know? An RA member. She's always packing. Going, screw with her, man.
I'm staying away from her.
Her job is to win.
Anything she gets into, she wins.
It don't even matter if she ain't here.
That's why I want a gun, okay? I don't know if one of those, like, eyes of terrorists. Like, they do the whole other life. I think a human head, and I say, they was bolted for that.
Well, that's what they're training you to do. You're supposed to know how to do all this stuff. Absolutely.
Okay. Yogurt.
What? Anyway, well, sure, maybe we could do this. Yeah, you're the favorite person in the whole world.
I'm talking to Emma.
Why? Why do you want to do
that? I'm not sure.
I've got to take you. Oh. You have a pretty good reason for everything you do and for everything you say and for everything you feel. Well, I've never had any evidence that you're just stark crazy. You know? And the best part about us is that, I know this sounds bad, because some people think that this is a bad thing, but it's not. So that makes you predictable. Because that's good. That means I can kind of predict when to broach topics with you, you know? So I talked to Lisa about this. Not right now. Like, okay, I'll wait. You know? You're very level-headed, which I really appreciate. There are some of them that just are flat irrational. You know? And you go, you know what? You just can't be around them. Because, oh, you know, I feel bad for the guy that's married to that woman. Because she'll just do things. And then she'll just get mad and start beating on you. And you're going, well, what did I do? You know? And you have to sit there and think, wait a minute. She can beat on me whenever she likes. I can't do a dang thing about it. And I have absolutely no way of predicting when she's going to get mad at me. It may have nothing to do with anything I can prevent, therefore, I've got to get away from this woman. You know?
Yep, that's why Lyle's the worst blame.
Yeah, because I think she was just crazy.
Yep.
You couldn't figure out when she was just going to come after you. And you go, if I have no way of behaving that'll make it so that she doesn't want to beat me up, then I'm screwed. You know, I'm just dealing with a wildcat.
Wild is kind of like you. You don't have a bastard to treat you like a queen.
Yeah.
But occasionally he's going to go off and do something that he enjoys,
uh-huh.
that he knew that she didn't want to have anything to do with.
Yeah.
Kind of like you with your radio stuff.
Oh, God.
You know.
I don't
want to have anything to do with it, but you need to go off and enjoy it.
Oh, I don't know. Something to do.
Anyway,
yes.
That was how dare you kind of thing. It's like, what? There are certain people.
Dare you have a life outside of me?
But they all of a sudden stop being the person you are. You know? You
yeah.
love reading philosophy like Kierkegaard and
yeah.
stuff. He couldn't stand it when he'd start reading those books.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he is a disowned person.
Yeah.
It's not like it's ruining your life.
It's so boring.
You're fine. Like, don't read it to me.
Yeah,
but that's what you got not
to do. Himself.
Yeah.
Don't do something wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So that becomes the whole thing. So I'm really grateful. You know, you marry somebody and you only barely know them. And so I'm really grateful that it turned out to be such a nice and rather predictable person. You know, nobody's perfect, but I can at least know that if you're mad at me, it's usually something I've done. And that if I control my behavior, you won't get mad at me. And it's like, oh, okay. I can deal with this. And you don't make my life miserable. You know? A lot of girls can do that. I'm really grateful that you don't. And yeah, you just gotta stay away from those people. Guys don't have the same. When people think men and women are the same, it's like, oh, no, they're not. It says women will marry a project, men won't. You know? Women will marry a real slug of a guy.
You know what?
And then say, I'm going to change him.
I never did that when I'm married to
him. I didn't think so.
Although I think I have changed.
Oh, no, certainly.
But at this point, my plan and my intention at this point.
Oh, I think just the act of living with each other necessitates a lot of changes for everybody involved. Whether they intend for it or not. Well, that's what makes successful marriages. How much you're willing to give to the whole situation to make it work. That isn't like, oh no, I don't have to do a dang thing. Marriage was supposed to give me benefits. And it's the other person's job to service me and what I want. And you're going, well, I said that, there can be a little bit of that.
The problem with that is,
but that's not going
to
last very long.
Me and us, not me and us.
Yeah. There's all kinds of people, you know, no sliding scale, but they get kind of that sort of a thing going. Where it's like, oh no, you have to invest in your marriage. You have to invest in your wife, your husband. you know, it can be a mutually satisfying situation.
Yep.
I hope it is best. It's news for me so far.
So far.
Oh, I can't speak for the future. I don't know. All I know, you're going to get a bar shoved through your head and become this horrible person. I don't know. You are. That's all I can say. You're a wonderful person. I'm willing to invest in more. Anyway. Sound bad, huh? You're not going to go the distance and you go, I've gone this far. So, yeah. So, no. Do you think the gun is worth that much money invested in it? That's going to be time, too. You have to keep the thing clean and maintained, or it's going to blow up in your face, cause you more damage than somebody else. Anyway, so, it's up to you. I seem to live a kind of lifestyle that keeps me out of trouble. I was just worried about all the little cockroaches that just love to be near you, Lee. You know? So I was thinking about that. I said, you know, that should really help Lisa protect herself again. Just in that. May not be so much a sexual thing as it has been in the past, perhaps, but now it's just getting to a point where they might start to take advantage of it. Not that way, but another way. To where if you had something like that, I think it would tip the scales a bit toward you. You could decide whether you wanted to let somebody know you have a gun on your person. But to let somebody know that you've got a gun by pointing it at them with your finger on the trigger. That's how you know. Are you all right?
Yeah.
What? Sorry. I didn't know you were surprised. Pardon me. I don't know, you may become one of those girls that's just like, ooh, I'm in the shooting range all the time. You used to go to the gym, now you go to the shooting range. As long as she's got money for ammo, she's out there doing it. Okay. It was, yeah, almost stiff last time. Of course, my shoes are totally smoothed out too, you know. What happens over the years. What is that? Oh. Like, that dog needs to link itself to screen. Oh, gosh. The dog with a freaking head, dude. Oh, is that? Well, I don't know. It's not really looking at the other dog.
I know, but he's going after.
Just going after part of the camp. That's where you point to.
Ping! Yeah. They're all in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, turning everybody up. Definitely not a dog for bringing it to town. Well, apparently, we've done surgery inside, so I can't get up to do that. At least with some infection stuff. I started putting in artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
They're never going to paint that window up there, are they?
Well, I don't know if they will. Well, we're just looking to close it up on the market. Doesn't seem like it's a very useful window to have. But it's there, why not? Is that the... I wonder if that's the... oh, they still got the hole over here thing closed up. Well, I guess they're still... Maybe they forgot about it.
I know, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Bye! Another successful tax season gotten through for everybody, I hope. Brenda said she already took care of hers. I hope Shane takes care of hers.
Well,
I told her. You know, I sent an email to everybody. I wouldn't, yeah. I've given her the thing, saying, hey, don't distract me. That's all. Sorry, I'm going to take care of my fatherly duties even if no, if it's unwanted. It's like, huh, there's some things you just have to deal with. Death and taxes and your father.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. He says, yeah. No. I'll feel the need to get in your face and force you to do stuff. Says, but yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna do my job. I don't want to hear one word about. Oh, my dad didn't do this. He didn't do this for me. You're going. God's gonna give you that look that says, excuse me. Your father? I know him. Even when you don't even acknowledge him as your father, and you're rude and mean to him, he'll still act in your interest. He says, so yeah, he says, I just put that in your pocket. Better left unsaid. In fact, better left unthought, but... Let's move on. other parts of judgment. I would advise you not to bring that up, because I'm not taking that. You came from a good home.
The last minute,
you That's right.
Turned to the
yeah, so, and they took fine care of you. You can't use that as your basic excuse for anything else.
I gave them a good start lesson.
Yeah.
Launch strength is really loving heart.
That's right. And that's all I say. Is that? No. I just want God to say, we're not going there. That has no bearing on what we're talking about here. You could have used that excuse to a lot of other people, but it's not going to hold me water here. So don't even bother. And the sad part is, that may ultimately be at the very heart of she has every justification for everything that she does. And you go, uh-oh. That's not going to bode well. So say, okay, let's be generous. Let's just hack off everything that happened before you were 21. This is, you're pretty independent by the time you were 21. Certainly you could do what you wanted. Oh, but wait! Oh, psychologically scarred! And you go, you already asked for that exemption, so you got it. You can't use it anymore. Anything that happened before you were 21, I'm not going to hold you responsible for it.
Hey, how's it going? 11:01?
Excellent. Not bad.
Wow!
Keep working at it, guys.
I'm actually going by my face.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's going to sand face, which is over self-hazard.
I see. Well,
that's
okay.
Panting. Just taking my side by the 1/4 mile.
You do better at tests, you know, better at running? No problem. We've all got our thing.
But you're still under the limit.
Yeah. We'll still both do fine. But keep working at it so that it's a cakewalk when the moment arrives. I'm just telling your mom how grateful I am for her. She's a wonderful sort to put up with me.
Singing her praises.
Oh, yes. I sing her praises hopefully a lot. I really am. I'm really very happy to be married to her. Oh, yeah. Once you start going, you warm up fast.
Trying to get up to 90.
That's what I hear.
With high wind, whether it gets you a fire warning.
Yeah. It's going to be almost a convection oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
There's the sand blast.
So those days we wish we were living up in Las Vegas, where 90 is the hottest it'll ever get this decade. It's like, that's nice. Of course, it gets colder. What are you going to do?
Most people are talking about climate change.
Yeah.
How the earth is warming up and the world is going to boil.
Yeah.
It's like, no. We're actually in a rough, we're actually in a cool period.
Well, let me tell you, last time it warmed up from the little ice age, it was a boon. All kinds of wonderful things were happening. Everybody was pretty happy about the situation. I don't get everybody getting like, oh, we're all going to die. It's like, see?
Do you know what was the last period?
condition?
Yeah. It rained in the Sahara.
Yeah.
So much so often for about, say, a million years that it was green.
Yeah.
And vibrant, full of life.
Oh, my.
And then the cold period began. Warm period began. Well, the rain would everywhere else.
Yeah.
So while we cooled, Sahara warmed up. A lot of thermodynamics and such.
Okay. Well, that's why I said, you know what, can I do anything about it? And you go, I can't think of anything.
So if the Sahara becomes more green, the rest of the world heats up.
Right. And then you go, there's not much we can do. I don't think there's not much we can collectively do. Therefore, go on with your mind.
That's us. Climate change.
You're a good person.
In the next 1,000 years, climate change isn't going to be much of an issue. Already.
Well, I don't know. It could be a huge issue, but I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
The Yellowstone's already way over, already long overdue for an eruption.
Okay, that's true.
Well, that
boy, that's going to cause a lot more stuff than anything else we do.
That's like an extinction level event.
Yeah. Dude, that's how he'll get us. That's how he'll clean the place up. Big old volcano.
Best case
they
scenario.
Get so cold and we all die.
Best case scenario, we get sick and still opposed to it for a couple of decades.
Uh-huh.
Worst case scenario, nuclear winter for solid decades.
Right.
And then the clouds dissipate and the sun warms everything back up. It's still an extinction level event. Not likely that a majority of animals survive.
Yeah.
We humans might. We're resilient survivors, but
we're not that resilient.
We're going to have to let evolution.
Evolution?
Whatever, create us a new food source or whatever.
Oh. Well, we're pretty resilient that way. We can eat a lot of stuff.
Yep.
We can eat all kinds of things, depending on conditions.
We can eat metal.
I don't know about that.
I was this dude who once actually ate an airplane. It took him a month to do it, but he finally did it.
But why?
I know.
What exactly did it do for him?
Well,
but he could.
Yeah, it got him Ripley's Blizzard or not.
Well, a lot of stupid stuff next
well,
in there.
Somebody lost their bike.
I guess so.
If the bike chained, but no bike.
Oh, yeah. We've got to show you. There's crap everywhere. That's what I basically say. You know, I don't know. Well, it's like, I'm going to get a bike, and you go, you know what? The chance of losing it are excellent. The nicer bike is, the more likely it's going to get stolen. So my thing is...
Well, the story is, get a crappy bike.
Yeah. Buy a very nondescript bike. So nobody knows what they've got. Don't get a bike that most people would want. Well, that's the same thing for cars, too. Cars are stolen. Oh, so, yeah. Cars are stolen.
But somebody would pick a car out and throw a bag with a Josh.
Yeah.
You know,
brand new. It's done, you know. Perfect.
The guy would go to open it up and...
couldn't even open it and go...
Yeah.
This guy's got enough
problems. That's why I live in rougher parts of town. There's at least even several walls.
I remember this one story. Apparently, there's like 5 teenage brothers in this guy's apartment. While they were stealing stuff, they came across his laptop. Found out that he was like a child predator.
Oh, yeah?
And so they took the laptop and went to the police. Guy ended up going to jail, and they only got 5 months to be
careful. Interesting.
So that's how it can do that.
Go follow me. I love you. Right. Yeah. Bye. Oh my, what a service. Thank you. Oh God, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, thank you though.
Thank you.